President Barack Obama has ushered in Public Service Recognition Week with a proclamation that recognizes federal employees have had a rough time lately. He cites pay freezes, budget cuts, sequestration, and a political climate that too often does not sufficiently value their work. The organizers of this week's events can't do much about the first three things, but they're tackling the issue of respect with a theme called Government Works. Here to tell us more about it is Max Steyer. He's the president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Emily.
So, first of all, Max, just tell us, what is the point of this week, Public Service Recognition Week?
Well, our government is the only tool we have as a country to deal with some of our most pressing problems. And it's all about the people in government. And we believe that if we want the government that's going to serve us best, we need to make sure that we recognize the many, many wonderful things that our federal workers are doing. Organizations get better by recognizing good things. It's called bright spot analysis. And if you only find the bad things, you're never going to get the organization that you want.
All right. So I can guess by the theme government works that you're trying to highlight that, in fact, government does work as it's supposed to some of the time.
Oh, it does a lot of the time. And it doesn't just work. It does extraordinary things. We'll be recognizing 30 examples of extraordinary things that are going on in government on Wednesday at noon at the Hart Senate Office Building, 30 Service to America Medal finalists, the Samuel Heyman Service to America Medals. And they are just eye-watering, jaw-dropping stories of people who are making a huge difference for Americans and, for frankly, for the whole world.
And I want to get to that later. We're going to spend some time talking about some of those 30. But for the millions of people who do work for the federal government this week, what can they expect?
Well, I hope that they can expect more recognition. One of the things that pops out of the Employee Viewpoint Survey is that federal employees don't believe that they get recognition for their good work. And that's a real problem. And when I say that, it's true compared to an equivalent group of private sector employees. And everyone wants to be recognized. Federal employees are doing what they do because they care about their missions. They're not there because they want to maximize the money they're bringing home. And, you know, part of what leaders in those organizations and the public and others can do is recognize them for the important work that they're doing. We owe a lot to our public servants, and this week is an opportunity for them to hear more. It shouldn't be the only time that they hear this, but more of the praise that they deserve.
You've got some events happening in the Washington area. There's a special Nats game tonight with discounts for federal employees and the like. Are there also events throughout the country?
There are, you know, unfortunately, not as much as we would like to see. The truth is, again, that our federal employees, our government employees more generally, are there to help us. And the best way we can make sure they can do their job is to support them.
And I think going along with that, you know, the president, as I mentioned earlier, the president has made this proclamation. Congress also has passed resolutions. But I think a lot of people might take the cynical look and they say, well, this is all well and good, but it's just words on paper. How can you make the sentiment of Public Service Recognition Week last 365 days a year?
Right. Well, it's a great point, although I'm a sort of glass half full person. It's not just words on paper. They are words that are meaningful from our leaders. And words do matter. It's not enough, but I'd rather have that than nothing.
All right. Well, that is certainly glass half full. We're speaking with Max Steyer, president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. And as Max alluded to earlier, the Partnership for Public Service also is the host of the SAMMY's Awards, and you've named 30 finalists. Tell us about this year's crop.
Oh, they're amazing, and it's really hard to even know where to begin. You know, one of the stories, obviously, that's more in the news is Nepal, and we are recognizing John Price, who works at the Department of Homeland Security and was involved in taking NASA deep space technology and building a disaster tool that allows rescue teams to find people buried in rubble. And it's an extraordinary device, again, using deep space technology that can, in essence, look through tons and tons of rubble and find human beings that are alive. It can distinguish between human beings and other animals like rats. And our understanding is that it was used in Nepal, and actually they were able to find some people. There's also the story, just on a very different version, of Ed Hugler at the Department of Labor, who was able to prevent the loss of their financial management system. The company, the private sector company that provided the software, was going bankrupt, and he was able to jump in and retrieve all of the intellectual property and other things that were necessary to run the system, so that the agency wasn't left high and dry without a system working at all.
And he got a nickname, right?
Yes, Mr. Fix-It. That's exactly right. Very, very good. But the stories just are, they're legion. There's Mia Beers, again, U.S. Ebola Disaster Assistance Response Team from USAID. And, you know, the U.S. team did some phenomenal work. We heard, again, a lot of stories of fear in this country. But at the same time, USAID and a whole collection of federal agencies made a phenomenal difference on the ground in Africa. Mia Beers is really the flag bearer for all that work. And the list goes on. There's, you know, Rob Thayer and the Syria Emergency Food Assistance Team at USAID. And they've actually saved or provided assistance to millions of refugees in war-torn Syria. And one of their novel approaches was to actually focus on bakeries as the central component of community, and really providing flour to allow those bakeries to keep operating, and just did, again, really amazing work. There's Steven Rosenberg at NIH, who really is one of the founders of immunotherapy, which is the most promising, you know, form of cancer treatment for Americans and for frankly anybody who has cancer. Likewise, you have, you know, folks at EPA who have really, Robert Kavlock, who developed some testing protocols that are now going to allow EPA to test the toxicity of chemicals in dramatically more efficient and faster fashions, which, again, will keep all of us safe. And I can go on and on, so you tell me when
I can
to stop,
tell.
But they're just incredible stories.
Yeah, and we'll let you save your breath. We've got a link to these nominees and a short description that you've provided to all of them. But I want to ask you, I mean, you called this from a list of about 500 nominations from their peers, right, from other federal employees who said, you know, these people deserve particular recognition for their work. But they're up against such difficult competition. You've just given us a great example of it. How then do you pare this down to actual winners?
Well, to begin with, all these people are winners. I mean, they're so amazing that they all are, and I hope they all feel like they're winners. And we have a panel of leaders from multi-sector. So we have the head of the Ford Foundation, we have members of Congress, we have corporate CEOs, and we actually have also Ronnie Heyman, who is the wife of the founder of the partnership, selecting on a panel. And frankly, it is you can either think of it as you can't lose, because whoever you pick is truly a winner. But the reality is that every single one of these people and the teams that they represent have done amazing work, and it's pretty much impossible to distinguish, to be honest with you.
And going back to the notion of Public Service Recognition Week, you've been doing this for years now. Do you talk to past winners? And I'm just wondering what sort of impact it's had on their lives to suddenly, because federal employees aren't in the spotlight, civilian, you know, career employees aren't in the spotlight a lot. So when they are pulled into the spotlight, like you pull these finalists, what sort of a lasting impact does that have on their lives?
You know, so that's a wonderful question. I should note also that's not just the finalists. I heard from a lot of people who talk about just being nominated for SAMMYs, and I also get senior leaders in government asking me, should I nominate someone? I don't know that they'll win. And my point to them is nominate them, because by nominating them, you think they understand that you think that they're a winner. I hear wonderful stories from the finalists, the nominees, the winners. One of my favorite lines ever was someone said that they felt like Cinderella and the carriage had come. And I think that encapsulates the general sentiment that I get from folks. Federal employees are doing amazing things. They're the most modest people in the world. So, again, one of the things that is great about the luncheon or the breakfast we often hold to recognize the finalists is that they're all sitting around there hearing these incredible stories. And every one of them is looking at those stories and saying, I'm not going to win, I'm not going to win, I'm not going to win, because they all see everyone else around them as being amazing, and they don't actually focus on themselves. So, you know, I think the reaction and response is wonderful. You got incredibly modest people who truly appreciate the recognition that they get, and they go on and continue to do amazing work. And our hope is that that other federal employees see this, that they try to emulate these folks. We've had plenty of stories of other agencies that have seen something terrific happening because these stories have been gotten attention, and they try to duplicate those activities in their own agency. Sometimes they try to hire those people into their agencies, and that's exactly what we want. We want the great work to be recognized, to be replicated, and to help the American people more.
Max Dyer is the president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks for kicking off Public Service Recognition Week with us, Max.
Thank you so much, and you have a great week, too.